Previously on Suits.
I got up early so I could figure out if there's anything around here that I could stand living with.
You want to move in together?
If the offers will stand.
Are you kidding me?
You slept with Quentin while he was married to me. I asked you back then if anything had started before we were separated. You said it hadn't.
Because I didn't want to hurt you.
Here's to your new partnership. I fronted your buy-in.
How could you do that?
I did it as a romantic gesture.
Yeah, well, Pretty Woman may have been a romantic movie, but Julia Roberts was still a hooker.
How long have you known Quentin had ALS?
From the beginning.
And how long have you known Quentin falsified trial results to get the drug on the market?
He didn't lie.
But you did.
I love him. So what else could I do?
I am in this, Scotty.
Okay. So am I.
I think Mike Ross went to a subpar law school and has been lying about it the whole time.
Just call up Harvard and ask for a copy of his transcript.
Professor Girard's legal ethics class. You ever hear of anybody ever getting an A+?
No, he's famous for never giving higher than an A.
Slippers this morning while you were in the shower.
I specifically told you the bubble wrap is for the dishes.
I also made a hat.
Okay, I'm moving in with a 10-year-old.
And you love me.
I do.
Hey, I was thinking, what are we going to do about our bed?
We already have two.
But yeah, we do. But don't you think a new beginning deserves a new bed?
That is incredibly sweet.
Oh, not bad for a 10-year-old, huh?
What kind of bed were you thinking?
Whichever one we pick out after we test them tonight.
And did you have any particular test in mind?
Well, now I do.
See, I don't think the store is going to let us run that kind of test.
Yeah, no, you're right. We should probably just test ours before we go out tonight.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I think that Louis might have just seen us.
Come on, what's the difference? We're moving in together. I think it's time we stop keeping it a secret.
But keeping it a secret is sort of fun.
And I am pro-sexy. I mean, I did make those bubble wrap slippers and hat after all, which is funny, because that's not sexy. It's just fun.
It's something.
I made you some, too.
Hey, Harvey, she won't be back for another week, so I don't think you need to start drinking just yet.
You want to make fun, or you want to help me figure out where to put this?
A bottle of scotch? You couldn't get her anything more personal?
She likes scotch.
You like scotch.
She likes me, therefore.
Why don't you just attach a card that says, "Welcome, generic senior partner."
This is a $12,000 bottle of scotch, and this is one of three left in the world. That doesn't say generic. That says...
You're one of three very expensive things I recently purchased.
We worked it out about the buy-in.
And this is going to unwork it out.
You know, it's funny. First it was too generic, now it's special.
What are you saying?
I don't think you have a problem with my choice of gift. I think you have a problem with my choice of recipient.
Do you think Scotty would even be here if it wasn't for me?
No, I don't.
Harvey, I want this for you. I want it to work, and I'm just trying to...
Make sure I don't screw it up.
Well, we both know you're going to screw it up. I'm just trying to delay that as long as possible.
You sure about this?
That bottle is the reason I buy my own present for Secretary's Day.
There's a Secretary's Day?
There is, and you're very generous.
You doing, Mike? You excited or what?
Excited about what? Did you get my email? Oh, there it is. Why don't you read it?
Actually, you know what? Never mind. I'll just let you know what it says. It's so great. You're going to love it. It says, I invited Henry Girard here to give a lecture this Friday.
That's great.
You don't even know who he is, do you?
Professor Henry Girard, author of the definitive text in legal ethics and chair of the department for the last 20 years. Yeah, I know who he is.
And do you also remember what you got in this class?
It's pretty hard to forget an A+.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to forget a grade that never happened. No one gets an A+ in Girard's class.
Well, no one can recite an entire chapter of his book from memory, but I can. And did.
Bullshit. You never got an A+ because you never took his class.
It's a required class, Lewis. Of course I took it.
Not if you never went to Harvard.
Louis, that is insane. I have a transcript from Harvard. I have a degree from Harvard. That's because I...
Wait, let me guess. Because you went to Harvard?
See, Mike, here's the situation. I don't believe you. And I don't want to call Gerard up and ask him, because I don't want the world laughing at my firm. But if he doesn't walk up to you on Friday and say, Mike Ross, my beloved student, who I remember because he's the only one I ever gave an A+ to, well, then I'm going to know you're lying. And if you still don't come clean, I'm going to launch a formal investigation, whether it makes my firm look bad or not.
This is crazy. There is nothing to investigate.
Well, I'd rather risk looking crazy to root out an imposter than to risk letting that imposter poison everything that I stand for. It's over, Mike. I'm on to you. And I'm going to expose you for the lying piece of filth that you are. Don't forget to rinse your mouth out after you're done throwing up.
See the money won't stay for you, even giving up a piece of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
Remember when you said if Lewis knew, we'd know? He knows.
What did he do?
He's bringing in Henry Gerard to give a lecture.
So what? It'll only be the first time you've had to suffer through it.
He's bringing him in because he saw I got an A+ in his class.
What? No one gets an A+ in Gerard's class.
Welcome to the problem.
God damn it, Donna, get in here.
Why are you calling Donna?
Because she's the one who found out that Lewis knows you don't have a file in the Harvard file room.
How do you know that?
Because Lewis's new girlfriend is the queen of that file room, and she left him alone in there.
You guys didn't think to mention this.
I thought I handled it.
She did handle it. She sent him to sniff out your transcript, only she didn't realize you gave yourself an A+ in legal ethics.
I didn't give it to myself. Lola Jensen did.
I don't give a shit who gave it to you, unless it was Professor Gerard, which it wasn't.
How many people take the class? I mean, maybe Mike will just be another face in the crowd.
Lewis is bringing him here to see if he embraces his star student. The worst thing I can do is just be another face in the crowd. We need to make it so that he doesn't come.
It's not going to happen. Man doesn't back out of commitment. His favorite quote is, "For the law to work, there must be honor in one's word."
Who's he quoting?
Himself. Pompous prick. Guy never practiced a day in his life. Thinks he can write the book on real-world ethics.
Okay. I'm not panicking, but what are we going to do?
Right now, you're going to sit tight.
And what are you going to do?
I think it's time to tell Jessica. We need to talk.
We do.
You know?
No, but whatever it is, it can wait.
This isn't something that can wait.
Quentin died.
I'm sorry.
I knew ALS wasn't going to be a picnic. And I knew this was coming, but it doesn't.
Look, if you need some time, I can manage things here.
Truth is, Harvey, I take it. But Lisa's on her way in to discuss Quentin's will with us.
Us?
Quentin named you and I co-executors of his estate.
You're her husband's ex-wife. I doubt Lisa sees this as just business.
No, I can't imagine she does.
Can you see this as just business? You don't like her, you don't trust her, and you have good reason for both.
Quentin asked me to do this.
Maybe he gave you a co-executor for a reason.
He's saying he was giving me an out?
No, I'm just saying that I'm here and you don't have to do this.
Harvey, he asked me. I'm not going to let him down.
Mike, you can't just wait for the axe to fall.
I didn't just wait. I armed myself. I learned everything there is to know about Gerard and his class. Harvey is right. This guy is a prick. He makes everybody read his books and then doesn't even test on them.
Okay, but arming yourself isn't enough. We need to actually do something.
Harvey told me to sit tight. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Right, that's because Harvey's life isn't on the line. Ours is.
Ours?
Mike, I am not moving in with you because I need a new place to live.
Okay, so what do you think we should do?
What's going to make him believe that you went to Harvard?
Well, if my transcript, diploma, and the job you can only get by having attended Harvard aren't enough, I'm not really sure what is.
Well, there's got to be something you can say.
Rachel, you know Lewis. The more I try and deny it, the more he's going to come after me.
I can't believe this. He's not going to be happy until he has a signed full confession proving he was right.
You're right. And that's exactly what I'm going to give him.
It's all fairly straightforward. The company shouldn't be affected. Tim can continue with the day-to-day while this works its way through probate.
But the day-to-day is going to change.
How so?
We have an offer from Prison.
You want to sell the company?
I want to accept an offer.
Oh, that was fast.
Excuse me?
What Jessica is saying is Prison didn't waste any time swooping in.
No, what I'm saying is before we authorize anything, we need to evaluate if this is even a good idea.
I don't see why our general counsel thinks it's a good idea, and I agree. And I'm the one who's inheriting the majority of the company, so it's my decision.
Actually, it isn't.
What are you talking about?
My job is to see that Quentin's wishes are fulfilled.
Are you implying that you know his wishes better than I do?
I'm implying he's not dead a week and you want to strip his name off the door and into oblivion.
What I want to do is put the drug that he dedicated his life to in the hands of a company with the resources to finish it.
And I was there when he worked for companies like this. And he hated them, which is why he went out on his own.
You were there. Wow, that's not how I heard the story.
All right, we're not doing this. You want to sell your shares? No one's saying you can't. But we have a responsibility to evaluate it. Remember when you said you'd try to be conciliatory?
I never said that.
Well, you should have, because you sure couldn't keep the personal out of it.
I didn't think they were going to come at me with all that stuff.
They weren't coming at you. They were coming with a proposal.
Do you really think that offer came out of thin air?
I think it's possible they waited to pounce.
It's also possible that Lisa and Tim put this in motion while Quentin was lying in his hospital bed.
And what if they did? Is that really our business? Jessica, I understand how hard this is for you, but his legacy is this drug. It's not about whose name is on the company that makes it.
You're saying you agree with Lisa?
I'm saying to you now what I tried to tell you before. This is personal for you. It's not personal for me. So before we take another step, let me evaluate this offer.
You're right. I lied to you. I lied to everyone. I cheated to get here, and if you put me in front of Henry Girard, he's not going to remember me.
Because you never took his class.
Because I never went to his class.
Because you never went to Harvard.
That's not true.
Bullshit.
Lewis, please, look, I know you have every right to be angry with me.
I'm not angry. Anger is just a flash in the pan. My outrage is here to stay, and I will obliterate any infection threatening my firm.
I'm not the infection you think I am. The only thing that's bullshit is that A+.
What?
Lewis, I went to Harvard. I just changed my grade.
You expect me to believe that?
I have always been the smartest kid at every school that I went to. High school, college, the first 2 years of Harvard, I get A's without studying. I'd ace every test without going to class. But that third year...
You had to take Girard.
I could memorize his books, but his tests weren't about his books.
They were about his lectures. Final exam.
And I failed it. I went to his office to beg for a second chance.
That doesn't give second chances.
I had to try.
He wouldn't do it.
He wasn't there. Got to his office, it was empty. His computer is just sitting there, logged into the main system. He's about to submit his grades. I only had a few seconds before he came back, so I decided to save myself.
No, you decided to give yourself an A+.
No, Lewis. You might not be able to believe me about anything else ever again. Believe this. You
You have no idea how much I wish I could do it over again, because this time I would do it right. I would go to every class and I would attend every lecture and I would feast on what that place has to offer like no one ever has.
But you didn't do it right the first time. You cheated. And now you're looking at me to help you get away with it.
No, Lewis,
get out of my sight.
What a surprise.
Lewis, please, I just
don't... I know what you want to do. You want to lobby me on behalf of someone who had the audacity...
I love him.
What?
We're moving in together, and we're starting a life together.
Rachel?
And I'm telling you this because I know what he did. And I still love him.
Okay, here's the problem. I don't.
Lewis.
Rachel, I respect you. I care about you. This isn't about you. This is about Mike and what he did to me.
You know, he came to me the night that you asked him to be your associate. I told him to go with you.
Why?
Because he said he had a connection with you that he's never had with Harvey.
He said that?
Yes. Your shared love of the law.
Yeah, I told him that.
I know. And I have the same connection with you.
Rachel, you're asking me to...
Lewis, he didn't do this to you. He did it so that he can practice the thing that we all love. And if you don't let it go, he's never going to be able to practice it again. Thank you for coming alone.
I'm happy to help, but Jessica and I are a team, and asking to see me alone doesn't change that. I'm not going to cut her out of the process.
Isn't that what she's doing to me? She's trying to kill the sale.
That's not what this letter says.
I'm not a lawyer, but I'm not stupid. It says all communication goes through Pearson Spector.
This doesn't kill the deal.
It tells them that they've been negotiating with people with no power at all.
No, it tells them they have to negotiate with two entities instead of just one. It gives us more firepower. What do you want, Lisa?
I want to know why your signature isn't on that letter.
Because we came to a consensus, and she signed it on both our behalves.
I don't believe you.
I don't care. And if you can't handle us notifying the buyer that we're evaluating this sale, then it makes me question whose judgment is really clouded. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm done meeting behind my partner's back. What the hell happened to letting me evaluate this offer?
I am letting you evaluate the offer.
You sent this letter to kill the deal.
I sent that letter to buy you time.
Jessica, you put my name on a document you knew I wouldn't support.
You are on Lisa's side. You want to sell.
This isn't about Lisa, and I don't give a shit whether this company is sold or not. This is about you and me and how we're going to run this firm.
Didn't we just have a conversation about that?
Yeah, we sure did. And when it had to do with Scotty, you gave me a big speech about trust, about how I had to trust you had rational reasons for what you were doing.
This is different.
Exactly. This time, it's not personal for me. It's personal for you, and you're not playing by your own rules.
The deal is wrong, Harvey. And like it or not, I'm still the managing partner.
Not on this. On this, you're a co-executor, and you're not putting my name on any more letters. So I suggest you get your head on straight and look at this deal rationally. And if you can't do that, I suggest you step aside. Jessica, you loved him. I know you're hurting. So is she. Whatever your history with her, so is she.
You're here late. Life of an associate, right?
Ah, yeah, I remember.
I used to live in this room. Work piled all around me, surviving on coffee, delivery, and no sleep. The whole time wondering, man, is it ever going to get any easier?
Does it?
No. But you still love it. So do you. Or else you'd be home with a woman who loves you, not spending your night here.
You know.
She came to see me. I didn't think I could forgive you, but then somehow she made me realize I could.
Lewis, I don't know how to thank you.
Don't thank me yet. I'm not the one you did this to.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you did this to Henry Girard. And it's not my place to let it go for him, which is why you're going to have to come clean to him.
You said it yourself. Girard doesn't give second chances.
What he does or doesn't do is up to him. That's his right, Mike, as the person that you wronged.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to know that I wronged him.
Listen to me. You said that if you had it to do over, you'd do it right. I'm giving you that chance. Take it, or I'm going to have to take it for you.
Take my house away from me?
I'm here to talk.
Well, the last time we talked, you pretty much said I don't care about my husband enough to honor his wishes.
The last time we talked, I was an asshole. Pardon my French.
I don't mind your French.
It's come to my attention that I may have let our history affect how I'm handling the situation.
It's funny. Harvey brought that same thing to my attention.
So, tell me this. Why do you want to sell?
Do you know why I lied about those ALS trials? Because I was desperate for the research to continue. But it didn't matter.
Lisa.
He wasn't supposed to die.
He wasn't supposed to live as long as he did.
We weren't trying to prolong his life. We were trying to find a cure. Then we failed.
You never cared about the money.
The only money I cared about is the money to find the cure. And we don't have the resources Prizen does.
But they already have an ALS drug.
It's not as good as ours.
In profit margin, it's better. Which means there's nothing to stop them from buying your company, burying your drug, and making a fortune.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you didn't fail him. But I know how it feels to think that you did. And I have a way to make sure that neither one of us feels that way again.
So, your great plan backfired.
Harvey, I'm sorry.
I don't need you to say I'm sorry. The next time I tell you to sit tight, I need you to say you will.
Okay.
Good, because the next time I tell you to sit tight is right now.
Wait, what are you going
to
do?
Getting on a plane to Boston.
Well, and doing what?
I'll let you know when I get back.
Why are you going to Boston?
I have to see Marcus. He's in trouble.
Anything I can do?
No, I'll handle it myself.
Since you're leaving, I'm going to need you to draft some language for the Sands Pharmaceutical sale.
So you're in favor of it now?
Well, not exactly, but I heard what you said, and I went to see Lisa. She and I are on the same page. Do you have time to hear what the plan is?
I trust you.
So what do you need me to draft?
I need you to draft a provision that guarantees Prizen will finish developing that drug.
Consider it done.
He's not seeing his brother, is he?
No, he's not.
Care to elaborate on that?
Not particularly.
You're saying I should trust him?
I'm saying I do.
I'd ask how you're holding up, but I can see the answer.
Not well. I can only imagine what these last couple of days have been like for you, but I'm telling you, it's going to be okay.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
But what if it's not?
Well, then we're screwed, but that's not going to happen.
Donna, I am trying so hard to be brave. But what if Lewis ends up finding out everything about Mike? What if he ends up exposing him and he actually gets arrested? What if he actually... God.
Rach, Mike found out that one of our partners ordered multiple murders. Harvey said he'd fix it. 2 days later, that partner was in prison.
Stephen was a criminal. This is an academic. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Well, what makes Harvey great at his job is he knows that everybody has done something wrong.
Even the most esteemed ethics professor in the country.
The cleaner they look, the more dirt they've swept under the rug. I'm telling you, Harvey's going to walk in there, he's going to find the lump, and Henry Girard is not going to know what hit him.
Wednesday night, 8 to 10, it's like clockwork.
Consistency is nothing to be feared.
I wasn't afraid of it, I was counting on it.
Mr. Spector.
Professor Girard looks the same as the last time I was here.
Can't say you look the same as the last time you were here.
Yes, he can.
I see you as humble as ever.
We'll see you as humble in a few minutes. And for the record, you were wrong about how I'd turn out.
I know how you turned out. More settlements than any other lawyer in New York.
More closings than any other lawyer in New York. And settling is what it takes to get the job done in the real world.
I know what it takes for you to do what you do. And compromising your way through life is no way to go about the law.
I see you're as pompous as ever.
And what did you come here for, Mr. Spector?
I came to ask for a favor.
The answer's no.
You don't even know what it is.
I know you're the one who's asking.
Figure you'd say that. Which is why I brought this.
I don't consider blackmail a favor.
I doubt the trustees will care about semantics when they see that.
Well, I doubt the trustees are going to see anything at all. Because that envelope is full of blank paper or your dry cleaning receipts.
You think I'm bluffing?
I know you are.
If you think that envelope is meaningless, why don't you go ahead and open it?
Your poker face has gotten much better, I'll give you that.
A lot of practice. You know, compromising my way through life.
You know.
I know. And you talk a big game. But you're just as human as everyone else, you smug son of a bitch.
What's your favor?
Find a reason to cancel your trip on Friday. And if Lewis Litt ever tries to contact you after that, don't take his call.
Seems easy enough.
It is. Have a good night, Professor Gerard.
Here's the problem, Mr. Spector. I don't only talk a big game, I walk it. In ethics, it's not about never doing anything wrong. It's about making choices. And I'm not going to let you make my choice for me. So go do whatever you're gonna do. But I'm not canceling my trip.
You didn't get it done.
How'd you know?
Because I know you would call to tell me if it's okay, and you didn't call, so it's not okay.
Then why are you so calm?
Because you taught me enough to know that it's going to be okay.
It's not.
What?
It's not going to be okay. I don't see what we're going to do.
What do you mean you don't see what we're going to do? You're Harvey Specter.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
It means there's a gun pointed at our heads. There's 146 things that we can do. We just have to put our heads together and figure it out.
What the hell do you think I've been doing all goddamn night? Lewis has us. He's not going to let it go, and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
There has to be something.
There isn't.
Well, I refuse to believe that. I
don't give a shit what you believe. Get it through your head. I'm not Superman. I failed, and I don't know what to do.
Mike. I thought I was meeting with Lisa.
And I thought you were above board.
I see you've read our amendment.
You drafted a provision that if they didn't spend $100 million finishing that drug, they'd have to pay us an extra $100 million.
I drafted a provision to see if they'd put their money where their mouth is.
What you did was what you always wanted to do, tank this deal.
They pulled the offer.
They yanked the offer.
Then the deal wasn't worth anything to begin with.
What wasn't worth anything was the document you had Quentin sign making you executor instead of me.
I didn't have Quentin sign anything.
Well, maybe you didn't have him sign it, but I know when he signed it, and it's not going to hold up.
It'll hold up just fine.
We'll see. This is a subpoena. So the next time we have this conversation, you'll be under oath.
What exactly is he claiming?
He's saying Quentin was incompetent when he made me executor.
So let him say it. I don't see why there's a problem.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Just get up on the stand and testify that Tim doesn't know what he's talking about.
But he does.
Quentin knew what he wanted.
They're not going to ask me that. They're going to ask me about his condition. I saw him, Lisa. I know what he was like.
Quentin knew what he wanted.
He was also medicated. Could barely speak, and he was in a lot of pain.
You don't have to say those things.
I'm going to have to swear to this under oath.
If making you executor wasn't legally valid, then why didn't you say so when he did it?
Because I didn't think it would be challenged. And thinking something might not hold up. And keeping that thought to myself is not the same as lying about it under oath.
Well, those are some fuzzy damn lines.
I didn't make them. They came with the job.
You're gonna undo everything he's ever worked for.
Maybe. But just because you and I want the same thing doesn't mean that I'm willing to perjure myself to get it.
Please. You said you didn't want to fail him again.
You didn't fail.
You don't need to make me feel better.
I'm not trying to make you feel better. I'm just telling you the truth. You didn't fail because we were always playing on borrowed time.
Mike.
Harvey. I wouldn't have any of this without you. I think it's time I cut your exposure.
You don't have to do that.
It's all going to come crashing down anyway. I'm going to go to Lewis. I'm going to resign, and I'm going to beg him to let this whole thing go.
Then I'm going with you.
Harvey, when Trevor went to Jessica with my secret, I felt betrayed. I lost my closest friend in the world. And I know you don't like to admit it, but we're friends. But I'm not going to betray my friend.
This kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
Guest lectures. Harmony used to make us sit through them.
Except he gave tests afterwards.
Yeah, and if you didn't pass, you got stuck on doc review.
Goddamn Harmony.
You remember the Robinson case?
Sure do. 80,000 documents, 2 years of prep, 5 months in court.
And the Friday before trial started, he assigned you and I to proof everything.
You blew it off.
You covered for me. You did your half and mine, then turned it in.
We would have fired you on the spot.
Exactly. I'm here because you didn't sell out a friend then, but you're about to now.
Mike.
Me.
Friend?
Lewis. I may not ever say it, but that's not because we aren't. We are. You know it. I know it. I just don't like to say it.
Last time I asked you, you said don't push it.
You knew I meant yes.
I did. So Mike told you?
He did.
What'd you say?
Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, I forgave him because I don't care what some stupid piece of paper says, and I want you to forgive him too.
Well, Harvey, I did forgive him. I just can't cover it up for him.
You covered it up with Hardman for me.
What you did that weekend is not the same as what he did to Professor Girard.
What's the same is Hardman wouldn't have let it go, and Girard won't let it go. You make Mike confess, he might as well throw his life down the toilet.
Harvey, he didn't just betray us. He betrayed the law.
He did.
That's not right.
It isn't. But forgiveness isn't about right and wrong. Lewis, I know you value the letter of the law, but what about its spirit? Because Mike embodies that spirit more than either one of us.
You said we're friends. A friend would not ask me to do this.
No, Lewis. A friend just won't hold it against you if you don't.
Call to go.
you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do. But before we start, I'd like to make a statement. I am here to tell the truth. But what I want you to understand is that truth is subjective.
The truth is the truth.
No, the law is the law. We can define where a legal line is. I'm talking about the truth.
So dumb, and the ones that want to steal your dreams, they'll steal your dreams away.
The truth is much more complicated. By the letter of the law, Quentin Sands may or may not have been competent. I can't say what's true with 100% certainty. I just don't know. But what I can say with certainty is that Quentin knew what he was doing when he trusted me to look after his best interests.
How do you know that?
Because I knew him. Just because someone can't check off everything on the list that's required to be competent doesn't mean they aren't better at whatever they do than the rest of us. And Quentin Sands was an amazing man with an amazing mind. And if he were here right now, I'd still listen to him on any subject sooner than I'd listen to anybody else.
That's all very touching. But we're not here to talk about the truth. We're here to deal with the letter of the law.
Have you never met someone who, by the letter of the law, shouldn't be able to do what they do, who beat the odds?
Your Honor,
we are talking about a man's life. We are talking about his legacy, and I dispute that those things are less important than the letter of the law.
And the ones that wanna steal your dreams, they'll steal your dreams away.
Your Honor, what has to happen today is very clear. You have to undo this injustice.
Yes, this is about justice. But the issue isn't whether Quentin Sands was competent when he made me executor, but rather, would it have been his intent to do so if he were? This man dedicated his life to one thing. And the circumstances surrounding how he decided to protect that thing is not the question.
It's a question of law, Miss Pearson.
No, it is a question of doing what is right.
Lewis, what the hell are you doing here?
I told you I needed the crowdfundings by lunch. You didn't get that done. So now you don't get to listen to this lecture. You do not get to listen to this titan talk about legal ethics. You know something? You make me sick. So do me a quick favor and tell me sorry and get the hell out of here. I'm sorry.
I accept your apology. But I'm not the aggrieved one here. Lewis is.
Lewis. Sorry.
Motion to remove Jessica Pearson as executor denied.
Well, you were right. Quinn did know what he was doing.
I know how hard it must have been. At the end. I'm glad Quinn had you.
I'm glad he had you too.
Go.
I heard it all worked out.
Never a doubt.
I've got a present for you. Tiffany.
DJS. This is a present for Scotty.
Which makes it a present for you.
Let's put this in our office.
Great. We can put it next to your overpriced bottle of scotch.
So it was a great gift.
Now it is.
For the record, her middle name is Victoria.
No, it isn't.
What is it?
Please, she never told me. Julie?
Seriously?
Jesse?
Oh, my God.
Joy?
You're pathetic.
Jenny?
Not telling.
I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't care. What are they going to do, fire us?
Like, I haven't left before 5 in the past 6 years.
All the more reason to do it now. What do you want to do? See a movie, grab dinner, get a drink?
I just want to go home.
Yeah. Let's go home.
People seem to keep coming in here lately.
I need to hear some music.
And drink some scotch.
How often do you really do one without the other?
Move over.
Take care of your Marcus problem?
For the time being.
Good.
It wasn't really a Marcus problem.
I know.
You want to hear the truth?
Not tonight.
That's why I didn't tell you in the first place.